Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for a series opener and a homestand opener between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by Noah Campbell. Noah, thanks much for joining us.
Hey, yeah, no problem. Good to be here.
How nice does it feel to be back at home sleeping in your own bed? You spent a lot of time on the road these last couple weeks.
Yeah, it's been tough. Going on the road for that many weeks is kind of tough, but, you know, being home is always a nice treat.
What's it like being on the road for so long and sleeping out of hotels? You spent three of your last 4 weeks as a player on the road.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, just having your own bedroom is something that you don't think about. But, I mean, you share a room on the road. So getting back in your own bedroom and being able to kind of be on your own routine, have your car and everything is something you take for granted. But I definitely prefer being at home.
What's the big difference player-wise in your routine home versus road outside of the fact that BP is about an hour earlier than it usually is?
Yeah, on the road, I mean, you're kind of restricted to what's around the hotel. So, I mean, if there's food, I'll go get food. If not, I got to DoorDash it or something. But being at home, I make my own food usually. So I think that's a big difference in routine. And then when you get to the park, I mean, it's all kind of feels the same, except you're kind of done with BP a lot later.
So you cook your own food, so you're cooking a lot during the season?
Yeah, that's been one of my initiatives this year. So on myself is I wanted to make sure I cooked more and made my breakfast. And if I, have an off day or something, like last night I made like steak and a small salad. So it's something I've been working on because I can't eat out for every meal. So hopefully we're making progress.
And what's Chef Noah cooking up for breakfast?
Very, very simple stuff. Just toast, eggs. I mean, if I want to get bacon or sausage, I will, but usually just toast, eggs, some variation, maybe some cheese, throw some cheese, maybe some salad, or not salad, but like spinach or my eggs, something like that. Pretty simple.
Bacon in the microwave or bacon in a pan? How fancy we get?
Got to go in the pan if you're going to make it. Got to go in the pan.
This year, you've gone back to switch hitting. Last year, at the tail end of your time in Biloxi, you switched to being just a left-handed hitter. What was the process going back to switch hitting this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was just one of those things. I had those left-on-left at-bats, and I didn't feel particularly comfortable in the box all the time, and I just felt like I had something to give righty, and I felt more comfortable in the box despite maybe not as great numbers righty. So this offseason, I just went back to it and tried to simplify things and try to figure out something that could work. And we're having a little bit more success this year. It's not going great, but I think it's going better, and I think there's still some left in the tank.
What's it like training both sides? Because it's hard enough to hit just as a lefty or just as a righty, much less from both sides.
Yeah, I mean, I still think the biggest thing for me is making sure I hit well lefty, because I get most of my at-bats lefty. So I think I spend a little bit more time lefty during the season, just making sure that's honed in. But I think it's nice, honestly, to hit from both sides. It keeps you kind of balanced and keeps you honest. So I think that's something that is a little bit of an advantage.
One of the things I always had a question of is during a game, say it's a righty starter and they go to a lefty out of the pen, what do you do? Do you get some quick hacks from the other side, or do you just walk up into the on-deck circle, take some hacks, and step in the box?
Yeah, honestly, I just get in the on-deck circle and just take some hacks. I mean, I think the weirdest thing is usually when they have a ton of lefties, because you're usually like, okay, it's usually like, oh, righty starter, righty reliever, maybe one lefty guy out of the pen. But when they go like lefty, 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 lefty for like two or three straight days, then you got to hit lefty again. You're like, oh, that's kind of weird. But I think that's honestly the hardest thing to do when switch hitting is going back to hitting lefty when there's a ton of lefties.
When you were in Nashville, you had a chance to play back in Durham, North Carolina at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. That's a place that's very near and dear to home. How fun was it to be able to play back in Durham?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, I got to see my family, the dogs. You know, I had some people come out to some games, and I appreciate everybody that came out that talked to my parents and everything. But, no, it's really special to be able to get to play at the park I grew up going to.
Well, and as a player, what is it like attending games as a kid at one park and seeing guys who you looked up to all of a sudden who becoming the guy playing at the park that you went to as a kid?
It's super cool. I mean, I just take a look back, and I had, like, my sixth birthday party there, I think it was, and I got a signed ball from B.J. Upton. So B.J. Upton, I guess, was there at that time, and, I mean, they had, obviously, you know, some great Rays guys coming up. So, no, it's definitely really cool to think back and look at that.
One of the big things throughout your career is that you play a number of different positions. This year, you played some first, you played some second, you played some outfield. I think the most pressing question, how many gloves do you own?
I have three. I haven't pulled the trigger on a first base glove, even though I've played a good amount of first base this year. I have a third base glove, a second base glove, and an outfield glove. We're thinking about the first base glove, but that might have to wait a little bit.
Okay, wait a minute. So when you go play first base, is this a Tyler Black situation last year where you're borrowing Wes Clark's old gloves?
You have to borrow the gloves. I'm 22, I think 21. Who did I use? I think we had like a Bob Missick glove, an infield coordinator special glove. 22, I believe I was using Thomas Dillard's. And then who did I use last year? That might have been the Missick glove again. But and then this year I got to use Eric Haas's, so it's pretty cool.
You're collecting gloves.
I had to give them back, but it's nice to get to say I used them.
Is it nice to get a little trial run? Say you're buying a first baseman's mitt here in 2 weeks. Now you kind of know what you like, how they feel.
I don't think I'm going to get one just simply because I don't play a lot of first base. So I mean, they can give me one for the few days that I do.
Soup, thanks so much. Appreciate the time.
Hey, I appreciate you. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. We're back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network.